in an interview with Caldrum Choco Edwards on the Stolen Generations. Uncle, what does Sorry Day mean to you?
Well, Gav, I when Sorry Day first came up, and I'd written Jenny Macklin a letter, you know, before the apology, saying how they committed genocide and taken us off country and that. And yes, yeah, so I was invited to Sorry Day, and Sorry Day. Yeah, I thought, you know, I was sort of very joyful at the time, you know. Well, they've said sorry, and then I thought later, well, it's just a first step. Sorry is not good enough for genocide, and so Sorry Day to me it means all these bad things that have happened to all that mob, you know, and over the years, and it's still happening today. And there's been nothing really positive done for it since the apology, since the first apology. And how long have we got to go on before, you know, we get things really, really happening?
What impact has the Stolen Generations had on you?
The impact it had on me was, well, first of all, you know, I found out later that when they took me away in 56, that I had a record against my name then, sort of being a child in need of protection, you know. So on me file, I did see a vagrancy. So I was taken away in 56. And then, I did lots of different institutions. I guess I did five different institutions, and from one of them there, I was separated from me brothers. I went searching for them, and then I got caught, and I went to Salvation Army up Box Hill, and then I hear on the radio that my brother was killed, you know. So since then, sorry, yeah, the pain and suffering that we've gone through, I don't know what can... Yeah, I think it's time for the government to step up and stop being in denial of the history that they've brought upon us. Yeah.
Do you feel Australia has done enough to acknowledge the Stolen Generations?
No. There's a lot more to be done. You know, in the education department, Aboriginal history should be taught. Yeah, you know, this country is very ignorant, you know. As I get on the trams, you know, and I tell people that, you know, that when I was born, I was classed as fauna and flora, you know, not a human being, you know, and people were quite surprised at that, you know. And so, you know, really, you know, what it's done to me, it's done 10 years of institution, being assimilated in the white fellow world there, taken away. My mother found us at the Ballarat Orphanage, and she kept a close look on us, and she'd seen what was going on, and she came and she took us away from the orphanage, and then the police came and got us, took us back. Well, my mum, she fought so hard for her kids, and we never got to say enough, you know, because we were so divided, and we couldn't speak. And the only time I seen real rest on her face was at the hospital when she died, you know. So, being taken away, 10 years of institution, the next 13 years in and out of prison. I've done about five prisons, and it's only brought, you know, I could have been anything back in the younger day. It's at a Ballarat Orphanage. Howard, the natural leader, he's the best student, you know, the most popular, the best sportsman at a 10-year-old, you know. And, I had an interview with John Coleman, and Richmond and Collingwood were after me. But, this is because of the history following me, you know, I just sort of had a a terrible life, assimilated in taking me away from me country, from me family, and getting the criminal record against me when I was 7 years old, and it followed me right through life, you know. And it's but only the other day that I had to have a police check for I went for this photo shoot, and up comes all my history from 70 right back to 1956, 62, you know. So when the mob gets out there, what the heck have we got here? So,
11 pages, wasn't it?
11 pages, Gab, yep. You know, and I've been in and out the court system 100 times, so you'd think by now that I should have learned a little bit about the law, and this is why I'm contesting the court's jurisdiction. Show me the papers where you get the jurisdiction, you know. Without treaty, without consent, you know, you got no jurisdiction. And, I've been fighting that for the last 4 years, and... So it will be put down in history that, that this country is built on a lie, and it was made as a penal colony. And as long as people look at that, we're going to have bad mental health because the government, the whole country, been affected by not coming through the country in a proper way,
You're 70 this year.
70, yeah. Never thought I'd get this far, Brother Gav. It's been a long, long, hard road of drugs and alcohol and blackouts. But I say I'm here by the grace of the Great Spirit. To be turning 70, my kids are still alive. Thank you, Bunjil. I've got grannies, you know, that's something that I never thought I'd see, you know. Sorry is just not good enough for what. There's more to be done, you know. We need a whole lot of, we need healing places for men and women. We need men shelter, women shelter. We need our healing on country, you know, and let the healing begin, because it's been a long, hard road, as I said, I'm just here by the grace of the Great Spirit, who just keeps me going on.
What would you like to see changed?
There's a lot, you know. There's billions of dollars going out there for all us mob, you know, and it's not reaching the ground properly, not reaching the people. Billions of dollars, you know. All these other mob are getting in on blackfella money, you know, and it's taken it away from us. And we definitely need more housing. Yeah, the government has got a lot to pay for, you know, and the original owners of the country should have a lot more to say and reap some of the benefits from everything that had been taken out of the ground and be compensated at in a lot of degrees all over this country.
Thanks very much, Taljum.